I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
By nobody else but me. And the Apostle Paul said, I count it, I do, and I press. Because there'll come a day when you'll have to make a stand for what you say you profess and what you say you believe. When Paul said he was forgetting those things which are behind, he referred to not only looking back at past relationship. Stop looking back at past memories. Stop looking back at past failures, past temptation, or anything that might distract us from our upward call of God in Christ. In Christ, not in you, but our upward call is in Christ. Because when you're born again, you're a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new when you are in Christ. And my brothers and sisters, he said, forgetting what is behind is Paul's way of saying, stop dwelling on the past. Don't let anything behind you interfere with your present progress or future efforts. For the past is history and we can't change it, but the future gives us great possibility and great hope. Because when you've seen what you have seen and heard what you have heard, God says, I'm making it affordable for you. In the Apostle Paul's life was involved with personal growth as a believer. And as a believer, my brothers and sisters, it was a priority, a continuous priority to personally grow. Paul had a past. All of us got a past. Paul had a past. And it was because of his life. Because his life at that point was not perfect. But one day we shall all be like him. Not the apostle in a past life when he was Saul. But our life will be just like Christ's. For when you are in Christ, you emulate him. You'll catch that on your way home. Life did not change until he had an encounter with the Lord on the Damascus Road. And as believers, we have all had an encounter with the Lord. I don't know about your encounter, but I can only tell you what my encounter was like, and it rocked me. And this awareness, once you have an encounter, is a process. Because the day you accepted the Lord, you were not the way you should be, but you were being perfected to go upward in your daily walk and in your Christianity, your Christ-likeness, to live the life and honor and do what he has done. Because we are all disciples, and if we are disciples, we are to make more disciples. You're not here just because you're here. You're here to make more disciples. You're not here to sit in a church. You're here to hear God's word and then to go out and disciple others into God's house. And our teaching, that's why we teach, so that you can go forth and share what you have learned. Somebody been studying, somebody been listening. Because when you can expound on God's word and push it back out, they know who you are, and the world acknowledges your accolades. Because we grow from this process. We learn from our experiences and we learn from our situation in life. But through it all, the Lord is drawing us to Him. I don't know about you, but I know when the Lord is drawing me. I feel it. My brothers and sisters, in Numbers 11 and 18, after God delivered Israel from oppression of slavery, the people wanted to look back, longing to Egypt. And as a result, it got them nowhere. You can't go forward if you're looking back at the past. You can't be successful if we keep saying this is what it used to be like. God is getting us ready for something new. I heard Bruce, it came out of your mouth. God is about to do something new. You got to get ready for something new. God ain't taking us back. God is taking us forward. When we begin to look back over what we used to have, we begin to lose focus of what we can do and what we have and the potential of where we're going. God was providing for them a better life. God is providing something better. My brothers and sisters, the Christian life is lived with our eyes facing forward on Christ Jesus. And Jesus is the ultimate priority that makes our life worth living. Our highest goal is to know Jesus better. See, when you come into a personal relationship, you get to know him better. When you courted your wife, you were trying to get to know her better. And if you ain't got no wife, you'll get one. Because there's always one out there. Paul said in Philippians 3 and 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. It ain't about us. It's about him. It's not about our titles, our positions, our accolades, our degrees. It's about the Lord who did it for us. Paul already knew Christ as his Savior. Anybody know him as your Savior? Paul knew him as his Savior, but there's a conjunction. Paul wanted to know him more intimately as his Lord. See, you can know him as your Savior, but you don't know him as your Lord. See, you know him as your Lord when you say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I got trouble in my body. Lord, I need you right now. When you know him as your Savior is one thing, but when you know him as Lord, that's another. Because when you know him as a Lord, you're going through some stuff. When you know him as Lord, you're calling on the one who can deliver you. When you know him as Lord, he wakes up and brings you into his presence. That's the God that we serve. My brothers and sisters, do you know him as Lord? My brothers and sisters, when we accept who he is, he then becomes our Lord. There are so many denominations that we know Jesus, but do you know him as Lord? When he become our Lord, our lives are different. There's something about this man called Jesus who changes and sustains our lives. And one cannot have an encounter with him and not be changed. Let me repeat it. One cannot have an encounter with him and not be changed. One can not have an encounter with the Lord and not be changed. Matthew 19, 16 and 30. It tells the story of a rich young ruler who had an encounter with Jesus. He knew Jesus as a good teacher, but he did not know him as Lord. There are a lot of people who know him as a good teacher, a good prophet, a good preacher, but they do not know him as Lord. But when we know him as Lord, we surrender to him. We give up this world and the things of this world so that we one day can get a crown. And Paul strained to keep moving forward to win the prize God had called for him. Within our life, we will all have strains and many challenges. Anyhow, I have often wondered why God allowed us to go through those challenges. But then I discovered how God knows what we will face, because he has equipped us concerning the outcome of all of the challenges and all of the battles we will face in life. And the Apostle Paul kept his eyes trained on the finish line because his goal and purpose in life was gaining Christ. And Paul said in Philippians 3, 7 and 8, but whatever were gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Moreover, or also, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Nothing else really mattered to Paul any longer. Having Christ as his Savior and Lord surpasses anything he had in Judaism, in religion. Y'all will catch it. Sometimes religion messes us up because it ain't about religion or denomination. It's about a relationship. Judaism is a religion. It is not a denomination. And Paul said, surpassing anything he had in Judaism. And we get caught up because we're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventist. We get caught up because of our denomination, and God ain't concerned about your denomination. God is concerned about your relationship with him. But I'm the undenomination, that's a denomination. My brothers and sisters, it's all about Jesus, the Christ, and our personal relationship with him. The Lord came into this world to save mankind and to have a personal relationship with whosoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. Thank you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ain't calling, maybe you ain't saved. Whosoever, that's inclusive, may call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise. And that's easy to do, but that some folk can't call his name because they deny his name. Whosoever. As I close, a word in 2025 is to not look back at past relationship, past memories, past failures, past temptation. Am I in your neighborhood? Or anything that might distract us from the upward call of God in Christ. And now that you have heard a word, what will you do with Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ? The doors of the church open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.